Welcome to the Friday, November 15th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 14th episode of the 24-25 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. I'd like to congratulate this week's Briefings with Butts trivia winner, Ollie Sanfer, who is the cafeteria manager at Ben Davis University High School. Ollie, you win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. I believe you are the first cafeteria manager to win our trivia, so congratulations. Let's jump ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. This past Friday, a week ago, the Indiana Department of Education announced the 2024 Indiana Purple Star Designated Schools. With this year's announcement, we now have all K through 12 schools in the MSD of Wayne Township that have received the Indiana Purple Star Designated School recognition. So congratulations to all of our schools. Thank you to all the staff who worked so hard to get those applications in and to make sure we met all the qualifications to now be an Indiana Purple Star Designated District. On Monday, November the 11th, we celebrated Veterans Day just in time. And we want to thank all of our veterans for the service and sacrifice that they made for our freedom. Several events happened around the district. We want to thank our schools for celebrating our veterans and for helping our students to understand how important our veterans are to our safety and to our freedom. On Tuesday, the premiers participated in the naturalization ceremony at the Indianapolis International Airport. As always, they did a phenomenal job and represented not only Ben Davis, but also Wayne Township with tremendous pride. On Thursday, our school board had a great visit at Maplewood Elementary School. We got to see what was happening in the classrooms, got to talk to students and staff. Just a really great visit at Maplewood Elementary. Thanks for hosting us this week. Schools and buildings across the district participated in our annual Thanksgiving food drive to support Wayne Township families. We want to again say thank you to Ben Davis High School for coordinating that and making sure that families across our district are able to celebrate with a wonderful meal on Thanksgiving. Well, speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm excited to welcome today's guest, not new to our show, but also but new this year. So we are very excited to welcome back Dan Schifano, who is our Culinary Pathway Coordinator and also happens to be the Wayne Township Classroom Teacher Association President. Welcome, Chef.
Great to be here, Dr. Buss. Thanks for having me.
We were just talking about your title, Culinary Pathway Coordinator. Tell us a little bit about your pathway into teaching at Area 31, but also the what led up to your new title.
So my pathway into teaching was very much non-traditional. I went to culinary school in New York at the Culinary Institute of America. I was a chef. I worked in California. I worked in New York. I grew up in Ohio, spent some time in Nantucket working there. And then I got a call from a friend, Nick Mays, who used to teach here and is a Ben Davis grad. And he said, hey, have you ever thought about teaching? And they're expanding the program. And it's something I thought I would do in my career, not this soon, but I was at a point where I was ready for a change and a little burnout. And I came and interviewed and decided to go for it and fell in love with the craft and the profession. And throughout that, I had an opportunity to then work on my MBA through the Woodrow Wilson Fellowship, where it was an MBA in educational leadership. And through that development, that's where I became the Culinary Pathway Coordinator to help kind of help my peers and mentors in the culinary department and guide that program.
And that program has really grown over the last several years, hasn't it?
Yeah, we're three chefs. Started out as just one many, many years ago. We have three sections that are early college and nine sections of the introduction course that also offer college credit, but aren't necessarily the dual credit early college pathway, but still are often offering that.
And I think that's something that's important that many of our listeners probably don't know, that our culinary arts program is an early college program where students are able to earn their associate degree at the same time as their high school diploma during their time here at Area 31.
Absolutely. We had a two-year program, so some of our Ben Davis students will graduate with their associates from Vincennes, but all of our students in the program, whether they're going to Decatur, Speedway, any of our sending schools, are still getting all that college credit. So if they want to complete, it's just a matter of going to VU and completing a couple English, math, science courses, and then they're able to get their associates and then be done with school within a very short amount of time with a very low price tag, which is
amazing. I know recently had a meeting with the executive committee for Area 31. And by the way, thank you to your students and your program. Always is wonderful to have that meeting at Area 31 because we have a absolutely tremendous lunch prepared by your students. So thank you for that. That happened just this past Tuesday. So we really appreciated that. I don't think there was much left on the plates when they were all done.
By the time you guys are done and the office staff gets to it, there isn't much left.
Good for cleanup. Yeah. Good for cleanup. So you mentioned several other high schools. There are 11 high schools that feed into your program. How many of those high schools are represented in the culinary arts program?
I want to say right now there's about 7 that are represented in our program currently. We've had them all represented at one point in time, but depending on enrollment, and it's like we say no to probably 100 kids every year into that program because it's so competitive. Depending on the application process, we end up with a mix from all the different sending schools.
So. Yeah. Wow. And you not only prepare food, you're not just teaching kids how to prepare food, but you're teaching them how to manage the front of the house. I love using that term. It acts like I know what I'm talking about. But the restaurant part, and also you are a functioning business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Harvest Restaurant is open to the public. We do lunch service usually Wednesday through Friday when we can, depending on, you know, testing and everything else happening in the schools. And we're actually getting ready to start a breakfast service, hopefully this week. We'll see if we can get all our ducks in a row for this week.
And will that be open to the public as
That'll be open to the public. Okay. It'll be a very short window, though. Our plan currently is to open from 7:40 to about 8:15. So it'll mostly be staff. So we have a brand new espresso machine so we can do skip Starbucks, come on in, have some drinks with us. We'll have some grab-and-go options for hot and cold food, some healthy and some not healthy as well. And it'll be the same thing. We have our online ordering, and I believe you can pay online now too. So on your way in, you can just log in and, you know, press what you want, and hopefully it'll be there hot and waiting if our students are on the ball that day.
That's amazing. And you've also done some offsite catering. I know that I've used you for a couple events, and you've been active with other organizations as well.
Yeah, we actually have two happened this week. We had a Thursday, we did our Thanksgiving dinner for the Lagore Boys and Girls Club. Uh-huh. I believe that's our 9th year in a row we've prepared that dinner for them. And then the Westside Chamber of Commerce Gala is on Saturday, and our students are preparing all the food for that. And it's a really big, kind of a big deal. They get to do some food they don't normally get to do in Harvest.
Yeah.
And they get that service aspect of it as well as, like, we have a janitor's closet with water. So we have to get all the water there, all the ice there, all the sanitation there. And it makes them think through that whole process of, how do I pull this off to make my business functional and to bring this profit or revenue into my business?
Yeah. How many of your students actually will go on to be in the food service industry when they leave your program?
I would say about a quarter of them end up long-term in the industry. Mm-hmm. Like right now, one of our former students is the executive chef at Modita downtown. Huh. After finishing our program, she went to Johnson & Wales and graduated. She's doing phenomenal. We had a former student that was the executive chef at Rick's Boatyard for a while. Yeah. I think he's moved on to something else now. But students, you know, I'll see him at restaurants all the time saying, "Hey chef, like, thanks for getting me started in this." And it's really gratifying to kind of see that it's paying it forward, and the students are actually using the skills that they learn in that program. And even if they don't go in the industry, like, they're going to be able to cook for themselves and their family,
right?
Something more than, you know, your very basic stuff, and maybe impress somebody. And you know, who knows where it'll take them.
Well, and I'm always so impressed with the food preparation that our students do, and they continue to get better as the year goes on and they have opportunities. You mentioned the catering and some of the things, running the restaurant. Certainly those are ways to help support the culinary arts program at Area 31, but you also have a fundraiser coming up. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we call it a fundraiser. It's really just another one of the services that our Harvest Restaurant offers. Everybody, the holiday season gets hectic and busy, and you're trying to get your pies and everything else in order. Well, we can help with some of that. We have a selection of pies from our state pie of sugar cream down to my grandma's rhubarb pie recipe that we make. We also do some hot sides. We do gravy. We do stuffing it's a meaty stuffing, and it's a little different than some people's more traditional stuffing. And this year, for the first time, we're doing mac and cheese as well. So it's a way to maybe alleviate some of your stress for the holiday, one less thing you have to cook or prep or prepare for, and it's a way to help bring some revenue in our program, because our goal every year is it's a good year if we break even, because, you know, it's when kids are learning to cook, the costs are a little higher than the piece of paper or whatever it costs you. You burn a batch of bechamel and you're out 20 or 30 bucks a kid rather than the cost of the school supply. So
And those are pre-made. All you have to do is heat them up, right?
Absolutely.
And they're made for how many?
So the depends. It's Thanksgiving, so it depends on you and your family. So it's if the listeners out there can picture the aluminum pans that you get and you put in like a chafing dish at a family picnic, it's half pan sizes. So depending on your family, you know them best whether you want 1, 2, 3, 4 pans. If it's a small or large gathering, I would say the average
safely
family,
4 to 6.
Safely 4 to 6 per pan. Depending on the appetite and the family. Yeah.
Well, I have been a customer in the past and can vouch for the quality and the amazing ease in which it is to utilize those items and certainly enhances a Thanksgiving feast. One less thing to prepare because we know sometimes we just don't have enough oven space.
Yep. Oven space, family coming in, running late, forgot something at the store. It helps alleviate some of that.
Yeah. Well, so a couple details. The order pickup is on Tuesday, November 26th. How do people order, Chef?
So the easiest way to, there's a couple ways to order. We had a Google form that went out to all the MSD of Wayne staff. You can fill that out. Or you can contact Tracy Schilling or Tracy Thomas, actually. She is the pair for the Culinary Arts Program. Her extension is 7223, or you can email her at tracy.schilling or tracy.thomas. Both the emails are currently still working. She just recently had a wedding and changed her name at wayne.k12.in.us. And you can place your order either on the phone, via email, or through that Google form that went out. And then the payments are all due November 20th. And payment, it's very similar. You can give Tracy a call. You can pay via the phone. You can come into Harvester Pay. We have some people that are ponying checks to me at the high school. So any of those forms of payment are great. As long as we have the payment by the 20th, we'll confirm your order, and you'll be good to go for pickup on the 26th.
Amazing. So a couple dates to remember for all of our listeners. November 20th is the last day to order and pay. You can do it in person or over the phone at Harvest, cash, credit card, Visa, checks, any one of those forms. And then the pickup is Tuesday, November the 26th, the last day our students are in session from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Harvest Restaurant inside Area 31. You're going to want to enter door 17 on the north side. That's going to be your best way to get to Harvest Restaurant, unless you know how to navigate Ben Davis High School, which is very confusing if you don't work here at Ben Davis High School. So door 17, go to Harvest. You can pick up all of your items November 26th, so just a couple days before Thanksgiving. It's hard to believe it's just around the corner.
Just around the corner.
Before we wrap up here with this interview, Chef, I did hear that maybe one of our chefs just won a big award.
Chef Erin Exley, that's right. Yeah. She was competing in the World Foods, and she placed 6th in World Foods. She missed going to the championship round by literally one place.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't bring it up. She's not exactly happy about it. But we did have, I believe, 6 junior teams competing, so 12 students, and one of those teams placed 3rd, and they won a $400 cash prize. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so another aspect for another time, but you also have your students competing in competitions all over the city, the state, and the nation, and so they're not only just preparing food here, but they're also learning how to compete against other chefs and other programs.
Very fierce in our competition team. I think we're going for our 8th state championship this year. So.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. That's awesome. Maybe we can have them back on at a future show.
That'd be awesome.
Well, thank you to Chef Dan Schifano for filling us in on what's happening at Harvest Restaurant with our Culinary Arts Program and the upcoming fundraiser for Thanksgiving. Well, coming up, Bring It On, the musical, presented by Ben Davis High School, opens tonight at 7 p.m. and will run through November the 17th. Make sure to check today's message for more details. And don't forget, open enrollment ends today. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in for our next episode for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and our vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.